Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Garlic cheese chips, acceptable. They have a time, they have a place. But this listener, garlic cheese curry chips, no, never. That's never going to happen. Liam says, in Glasgow in 1972, the Italian chippers were deep frying pizzas. Delicious. Why would you do that? The Scottish chipper is a different thing, says this listener. It's like a sweet shop behind the counter, and deep fried battered pizza is on the menu. Owen McGee, would you have a deep fried battered pizza?
Claire, it sounds to me like you need a good night out and a deep fried pizza at the end of it. Yeah. I think that's what you're missing out on.
Yeah, followed by a deep fried cream egg. Just
Mars bars as well, don't they? Deep fried Mars
they do,
bars.
They do. But
in Scotland.
I'm not going there. That's just a step too far. Now, you're here because you've taken on a project for us this week in response to listeners' concerns about inflation and what to do about it. And we'll talk about the project in a moment. But the focus is on what we can control rather than what we can't control, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of the problems. When we're looking at inflation, and 30% of inflation or more is coming from energy costs going up, and you really can't control the cost that it costs for energy to come into the country, whether it's gas or diesel or whatever else it is. But there are things that are in your control. And let's focus on the controllables to try and feel like we're doing something about this, because it is a scary time. So let's try and do what we can, as opposed to worry about the things that we can't control at all.
So you set yourself a challenge. What was it?
So I wanted to see if I could sit down and identify €2,000 worth of savings in the space of an hour. And I had a couple of rules for myself. So I took a fictitious couple based in Nace, living in Nace. They've got a house worth €320,000. They've got a car. They've got all the usual household bills. And I wanted to see, without using any of my knowledge or expertise of the financial world, and without any using any of the tools that are available to me as a financial planner, I wanted to see, could I just use the internet and put my bills together and say, okay, what can I save? Where can I save money by looking through my bills and trying to work it out? I chose €2,000, Claire, because there was a report out last week that says, as a result of inflation, the cost of running an average house has gone up by €2,000. So I wanted to see if we could win any of that back.
So how did you get on? Did you get the €2,000 back?
Let's not just build up to this. Let's just throw it out there. I managed to save €6,282. I identified savings across lots of different areas. Now, I will jump in and say the biggest saving was on the mortgage. And what
Which
I was
you can't
able,
do in 60 minutes. You can't change you can, the mortgage well, in 60 minutes.
Well, remember my rules. I made the rules here, Claire. You didn't. So I made the rules. My rules were all I had to do was identify the savings. I don't need to execute them, because it's impossible to do it do that much in the 60 minutes. So I identified it. And the dearest to the cheapest mortgage, this person has an average mortgage, the dearest to the cheapest mortgage, you can save €2,700 in year one.
All right. Okay? Now I've identified another problem here, because you've picked the dearest, the most expensive bills. You know, the outlay at the most expensive, and you reduced it to the least expensive, right? So that mightn't work for everybody who's looking at trying to do this.
And thankfully, I was able to take a fictitious couple. And you're absolutely right. I am cherry picking here. But the point of this is not to say, I want to show the vast difference for people. I want to show, if you just take the first offer, you may be the most expensive offer that you're going to get.
Yes.
So you need to look at what's available to you. And the reality is those most expensive offers, whether it's gas or electricity or mortgages, there are customers out there who take them. And if you are one of them, these are the types of savings. And let's face it, yes, I am going from the highest to the cheapest, but I tripled my target. I saved over €6,000 when I wanted
In
to save €2,000.
We'll give you that one. Yeah. So let's do a quick rundown now of Aoife and Sean, this fictitious couple. Tell us a little bit about them.
So they're 42 years of age, have got two kids, living in Nace, house is worth €320,000, the mortgage is €200,000, one of them's a smoker, one of them's a non-smoker. They have a bit of a credit card loan and a personal loan as well.
And are they working, both working?
Yeah, both working. He's a gym manager. And actually, he's got a clean, because one of the things is with the car insurance, he's got a clean, he's no penalty points or anything like that. So when we looked at the car insurance was actually... It was stark. And we all know when we get the car insurance, and there's been lots of talk in recent times around, don't go with the one that you get offered, and you can actually beat your existing provider down by giving them quotes from elsewhere. But like €1,283 was the most expensive car insurance quote we got, whereas the cheapest was €600. Like, that's a massive difference between the highest and the lowest. I tried to keep it like for like, but I am trying to save this couple money. So I'm trying to pull down where I can without leaving them completely exposed. Insurance is there for a reason. So that was a big saving. The house insurance was a big one as well. When you looked at the house insurance, like the most expensive was 581, the cheapest was 304 euros. That's a saving of 276 euros. Like, that's a big impact. The one that surprised me, because if you asked me just like off the cuff on air, Owen, how much can you save by moving your gas and electricity? My standard off the cuff response to you, because based on the average numbers, is that if you move one provider, you'll save probably 300 euros. If you move two providers, I would always say you'd save around 500 euros. And there is a big advantage by putting your gas and electricity together, because there's a lot of companies will do a dual bundle. But in this case, when I did it, I was able to save, by moving the gas and electricity between the cheapest and the most expensive, the difference was 1,415 euros.
That's huge.
And that's a huge, massive saving. And what I want to remind listeners about is the fact that these companies, particularly gas and electricity, work on inertia. They work on the basis that they're shiny and they're brand new, and come to us, you're a new customer, we're going to treat you really nice. They know that most people might do it once, but they won't do it every year or at the end of each contract. They'll just hang on in there. And existing customers, most of the time, get much more expensive rates than new customers. Yeah. So what you need to do is you need to be active about this. 1,400 euros is massive.
Okay, so we've looked there at the car insurance. We've looked at the energy savings, the mortgage switch. And as you say, you identified that it was possible to save massively on the mortgage.
Yeah, so you can save 2,713 euro in year one. This is a 20-year mortgage. That's 54,000 euros on their particular mortgage between the most expensive rate and the cheapest rate. We all know that mortgages are not, they're not very easy to move. They do take kind of 6 or 8 weeks. You do need to go through the underwriting process. But for 54,000 euros over the next 20 years, it's worthwhile doing. We also identified, and Claire, you and I have mentioned, I've mentioned this on air with you before, one of the things that is happening, that it was someone very senior in the banking world told me it's happening and I wasn't aware of it, but if you go to your existing lender and say, I've been offered cheaper rates somewhere else, sometimes they will match it if they want to try and keep your business. So there are customers who could get a cheaper rate from their existing provider without having to go through all the underwriting and legal process.
Yes.
But the carrot is big.
Life insurance then, our smoking gym manager, did you manage to save on the life insurance?
Yeah, I managed to save a few quid on the life insurance. So when you look down through the life insurance overall, you're looking at, you're saving 238 euros, okay, is what the savings. And that cost me 10 minutes of my time to get that and identify it. Yes, I have comparison tools, but I did not use them. And this is the point here. This is the availability of this information. It's the tip I would give everyone, because sitting down to do this can be kind of, it's difficult and it kind of wrecks your head a little bit. My suggestion is to get a little bit organized before you sit down to the computer, because the first time you get your first win, you're going to jump onto the next one. So get your life insurance details to hand, get your gas and electricity bill in your hand, look at even the internet provider, get those, all those things in your hand. Just get the last bill. Most of them are emailed to you now. Most of them, you can get them all in one place. And if you sit down armed with all the information, it'll help you to jump onto the next thing and onto the next thing, okay, much quicker as you get a win.
With the car insurance and the home insurance, the life insurance, and sometimes with the TV provider contracts, do you have to wait until you're coming to the end of your year with them before you can change?
Yes, and most of them, particularly things, life insurance, no. Life insurance is an interesting one. People often take it out with the mortgage and they take it out with the mortgage provider and never look at it again. Whereas you're kind of forced with home insurance to do a renewal each year. With life cover, you take it out for the 20, 30 years and they'll just write to you and tell you what you have each year, and there's no forced kind of renewal on it. So life insurance, you can do it any time. Home insurance and all of those other ones, you tend to do it on an annual basis. And what I would say here is if you want to take on this exercise, it's very good forward planning. Identify the savings now. You know you can't do anything about them, but take out your phone and say, stick a reminder in for October or January or whenever it is, a month beforehand, so that you actually do it. The incentive will be there if you actually identify the savings now, even if you can't implement them. But put a reminder in your phone that you don't leave it to the last minute and actually do it.
They have a 1,500 euro balance on the credit card. You save them 192 euro on that.
Yes, and that's just the difference between one provider and another. The other thing, like the interest on 1,500 euros, the most expensive I identified was 26.6%, 400 euros in interest versus 207 euros in interest on a 1,500 euro credit card. What I would say there is, credit card companies from time to time will do an interest-free period. So if you move your balance from one provider to another, the new provider will say, for the 6 months, first 6 months, we're not going to charge you interest on the money you transferred over. If you're having a problem with your credit card, if you've got money, and particularly at the moment, you might find that your money's just not lasting till the end of the month, and you're putting money on the credit card that you've never done before. If you're finding yourself, you're getting caught up, and you can manage to get your hands on one of those deals where 6 months free, when you move it over, don't use the new credit card. Make sure you get rid of the old credit card and treat it like a 6 month loan and get rid of it before this interest free period is over. If you find you're deeper in that again, don't leave it on the credit card thinking that you're going to get rid of it. It might be time to look at getting a loan to get yourself out of that. The loan is going to be considerably cheaper with the credit union or somebody else that will give you a much cheaper interest rate, and tackle that problem before it gets bigger.
Okay. Owen, will you remind listeners of the websites that you used while you were working out the savings?
Yeah, so the big ones that we would use, I like CRU.ie, which is, we'll compare all the switcher companies for your gas and electricity, give you a list of all of them. Let's actually, there are companies out there, Google comparison tools, the likes of bonkers.ie. Once I start mentioning them, I'm worried I'm not going to mention them all, but all of these companies, a quick Google search, compare my gas and electricity, or compare my life cover quote, or compare, you will get it. And rather than giving a big long list of plugs, why don't we just get people to use the Google machine, because right, you'll get there very quick.
Owen, thanks very much for doing that for us. Owen McGee there, saving over €6,000 for our fictitious couple today. And we'll speak to Owen again very soon. We'll take a break.
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.